This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Builder Supply Outlet, the law offices of David Schluter, and home security expert Michael Kaplan. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. The MegaPros call and text lines are open. We are here to help you for the next 3 hours, or like we like to say on the south side of Chicago, 3 hours. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Light up the phones. Light up the text line. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. But we start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. We are so happy you are here with us this Saturday. We like to have a lot of fun. We like to help our listeners. We like to answer your questions, so light them up. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. We are here for the next 3 hours to help you navigate any type of real estate challenge that you might have. We have four outstanding experts in studio today to help you. We will start with Mr. David Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert, the man that helped me sell my house on the legal side and is helping me on the legal side when I move into my new home, whenever that day happens. I don't know. But Dave Schluter, what's up, buddy?
Do you still want me to help with the couch and everything?
No, I don't need any help with the couch. We've got a great mover.
You told me it was a hide bed. I said, no way.
No, I don't want you touching any of my furniture. Dave, legal documents, all good. Furniture, stay out of it.
Dave Schluter started my 36th year last week of practicing law, 630-285-5300.
312-981-7200. You're going to be talking about, well, I got a whole big thing here. Why don't you quickly just discuss, tease what you're going to be talking about at about 10:45 is when we have you slotted. But if we get a bunch of calls, we already have three calls on the line, so that might get pushed back a little. Quickly tease what your topic is.
I got it. My buyers are losing the deals because there's multiple offers. They're dragging their feet, and they're not turning stuff into their mortgage officers. They think it's like a joke. And then as soon as we ask for an extension, the seller says, no, I got a backup offer, and they're gone. They lose the house. How did that happen? Well, you didn't behave. So we'll get into that, David.
312-981-7200. And as a lender, it is very frustrating. And I told the guy that's doing my loan, right, that I'm working with, my lender doing my loan. I said, listen, whatever you need, I'll get to you in 24 hours. I know what it's like to ask for docs. Oh, I got to go into town. Oh, Johnny got sick. Sally's going to go to dance lessons. Johnny's going to go to this. And I got all this stuff going on. Guess what? You're on the clock. Your lock, which protects your rate, is expiring in the future. And the buyer wants to close on the home. And more so, the seller wants you to close on the home because most likely, in most cases, probably more than 80 to 85%, that seller is buying something else and they need the liquidity, the assets, from the home that they're selling to buy another. So it just junks up the whole system. And you see it every day. So do I.
I'll bring in the details. It's a nightmare.
312-981-7200. Tom Janke, Ralph from LaGrange heard us last week when you were on. Because we were talking about vanities, and that's yep. and that's still a hot commodity. Because again, our listeners are not going on. I'm just talking a big macro picture. They're not going on vacation.
They are not.
They're not taking the trips that they had planned. They're not going to see Johnny or Sally. Dave was just talking to you guys about how his son goes to Colorado State and he likes going out there, and he's not going on all this money that our listeners were investing on those trips. Are now going into where? Their homes.
Joe,
you're seeing it an incredible amount of time. My wife is looking to buy furniture for our new home. 16-week wait time for furniture.
There was more paint sold during COVID than
ever in the history of the country.
It's unbelievable.
Well, we all know that people not only are they you know, get being restricted to their houses, but they're sitting there spending hour after hour, day after day, looking at this house.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to fix, you know, find ways to fix it up. Sometimes quickly because we have holidays coming. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about with vanities today.
Well, they were doing other things in March because there's a huge baby spike going on, like starting now through the end of the year.
Good point.
Delivery rooms are now at critical mass. Mm-hmm. I know a bunch of people, I'm like, you couldn't read a book. So yeah, so now they have another kid. I would have been cheaper, by the way, to read a book. 312-981-7200. Tommy, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can call our store at 708-343-3900.
We have a new expert on our fine show here, Michael Kaplan from AMI Alarms. You've been selling alarms longer than a lot of people have been driving cars. When did you start your business?
1970.
1970.
Yep, been at it 50 years.
50 years. And you have a special for all of our listeners. A free system up to $500 for everybody listening.
That's right.
Everybody listening, free system up to $500.
Absolutely.
If you want it, and Joe's like, how the hell are you doing that? That's the same look.
Yeah, what's the new system?
Wait a minute. That's the same look.
System?
Wait a minute. That's the same look that Joe gives Dave Rampage and Kelly Mickley.
On the carpet for $50. Yeah.
How could you clean three rooms for
$159?
So we're going to dive deeper into that. You've been in business for a long period of time, since 1970. Your lovely, beautiful wife is outside listening right now, and you're going to go dive deeper. There's a recall on the rings that we want to go into. We're going to bring you up about 11 o'clock. All right, we already got seven phone callers on the line here, so we're going to get to the phone calls. Dave, you're going to get pushed back a little bit. Mega Pros, if our listeners want to reach you, Mr. Kaplan, to get more information about the $500, up to $500 free alarm system, if they want to add on, obviously it'll be a little extra, where do they call?
847-208-6856.
And you handle the entire Chicago metropolitan area?
I do. We have alarms up to the Wisconsin border, and I do all of the municipal buildings in Hammond.
312-981-7200. We have Mega Pros Joe at Mega Pros Home Improvements. Hang on. There it is.
847-658-8989.
Is everybody else as bored with Andy as I am?
Well, actually, it's color-coded here, and I almost hit this one.
Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison, God rest his soul.
Yeah, just to remind you, if our listeners have a question about that alarm system, they can call you right here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
312-981-7200. Randy from Indiana. Joe from Homer Glen. Donna from St. John, Indiana. Mark from Lockport. Dave Schluter. We're pushing you back 15 minutes, buddy. We got to take care of our callers. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call and text line. Keep the calls coming. Keep the texts coming. We're going to go out to Randy in Indiana. How are you, Randy? Randy? Hello, Randy. Whoop, wait a minute. Hello, Randy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we could hear you. Okay. I had the phone pod down. That's an operational error by me. How are you?
I figured it was my problem. I'm such a techno failure.
No, I'm right in front of you there.
Oh, no, Dave's ahead of you.
I'm ahead of you, buddy. I got the gold medal winner in the Olympics on that one.
I did.
All right, so you got a question, David, you got a Mega Pros Joe question, bud?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, start talking.
A year ago, we moved from a four-bedroom huge house into a half a duplex with two bedrooms. And I finished the basement in my new place, which is a half a duplex. I finished the basement, and I put in two bedrooms downstairs. Now, the problem, which we didn't realize when we did all this, was that you can't call those bedrooms because there's no outside exit from the basement to the outside.
Correct.
So how much would it be approximately to put in such an exit, and Do buyers frown on such things? Do they not think of them as bedrooms because they're in a lower level, which is beautiful?
Right. So, Dave, why don't you take that? A lot of our listeners finish their basements. I finished my basement, and I put what I considered a bedroom in my basement. It had a door, it had closets, and it had a bed. Okay. Some people would think it's
a bedroom.
Some people think it's a bedroom, but it's in the basement, and I did not have an outdoor access to the basement from the outside of my home.
Are you saying egress?
Egress. Yeah. Out
the a staircase going out, and not just a window.
And a door going out.
Two different things.
Right? You need to have a door going out.
It's a very deep well. It acts like a door. But yeah, the person has to have two ways to get out of the house. So we had to do that. We live in DuPage County. Had to do the whole thing with a contractor. But that's deep enough. You can't force the person to do a chin-up. It's got to be a natural up, and then there's a little ladder. And they basically step out because the smoke and the flames may be the other way. The other problem is modern real estate contracts. I don't know if they do it in Indiana, but in Illinois, our contract states, I have made no new improvements for which are against code and for which I did not get a permit. So if your house was in Illinois, I'd be telling you to definitely pull a permit and get a contractor out there immediately.
Joe, how much does that cost?
It depends on the depth and location, and Dave's right, you have to go in compliance where to put it, et cetera, et cetera. But you're looking at from $8,000 to $10,000.
How's it for the entrance?
Yeah, when you say entrance, it's a window or that
exit,
pops
exit,
out.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a window that pops out. But I think it's different.
No, Dave, don't. You're going to confuse everything. No, seriously, you should be quiet right now.
There has to be a second way out, Dave.
There's got to be a second way out.
I thought you had to physically put a door.
Oh, my God. Because you sell doors. That's why you're saying that. I'm telling you.
No, it's a ladder. The window comes out, and there's a little ladder, and then they go out.
Oh, that's cool that the lawyer would actually know more than
that. I had to do it. My son, who David referred to, has a room just like that.
Exactly.
But they do have to cut the foundation.
Yeah, so that's where the cost is. You're going to cut through the foundation, and to your point, Dave, you have to go low enough that you can actually use it, right? You have to be able to get in it. You have to fit through it, and the window has to pull out by itself.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry, you have to be able to pull that old window. You know?
Right. So larger men like myself need Dave, a bigger window.
You make fun of yourself, but you could get through most normal openings.
It's as wide as a window well, Dave.
Yeah, with you pushing me in the back. Get out of the way, fatty!
I got you in my van the one time on that
I know,
parade.
You did get me in the van. Hey, Randy, we're going to send you some Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Thanks for calling the show, buddy. 312-981-7200 out to Homer Glenn. Joe, how can we help you?
Yes, I'm wondering how long it takes usually to get underwriting to get a loan done.
In this day and age, it could take up to 2 weeks due to the volume.
Okay. If you say 2 weeks, if it's taken 2 months, you think I'm getting worked over by my lender?
Well, it depends on the circumstances, buddy.
It was more backed up than 2 weeks, in all honesty.
It depends on the circumstances. Right. It could have come out of underwriting, then gone back, and they needed other things and a bunch of other documents. So it's tough to say a big macro answer to a specific question. So if you had it in and the underwriter had problems and your loan officer went back to you and asked you for more stuff and more clarification, we're getting a lot of that with self-employed individuals right now.
Right. I got older by the time you did.
Well, mine. And the problem that we had was we had
a few more gray hairs.
Well, no, the problem that we had is
I know.
We have COVID overlays. So when March hit, the lenders for self-employed individuals overlaid, put on a bunch of new stuff in order for us to get all lenders to get that taken care of.
But it's more circumstantial. So
it's more circumstantial.
Is the lender goofing around with that?
No. Listen, there's no lender right now goofing around with anything.
Exactly.
Every lender's pipeline is flush and full beyond belief, and they're trying to get loans done as fast as humanly possible. And that is why what Dave said earlier about getting stuff in quicker is the key, okay? Mm. If you sit back and have a mimosa and have a sundae and a bagel with the schmear and take 2-3 weeks to get it back, you're just delaying everything.
You're delaying the process.
But also the logistics of how their office works. For example, people had their assistant right next to them. The underwriter might have been down the hall. Now somebody's in St. Louis, another person's in Florida because everybody's working from home.
Sure.
That has really hurt the productivity. It's not on purpose, but the distance communication is a big deal.
So, listen, there's no lender right now holding up any type of loan at all, okay? Their job is to get loans done. They get paid when the loan closes. Everybody gets, all the processors get file bonuses, you know, when loans close. Nobody's trying to delay anything, all right? If you want to fight with your lender and not provide something, then that's a whole other story. We're going out to Westmont with Gary. Gary, how are you? Solar Seal is on the screen. What's Solar Seal?
Well, I just heard that one of the guys that's doing my roofing mentioned where my brick buildings are like a 45-degree angle. It's coming out, and usually you put caulk, and he said buy and put Solar Seal, you know, after you clean the old caulk out.
Sure. Solar Seal is high-grade caulk.
Nobody's ever heard of it. So.
I'm sorry. Did you look for it in the store?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Is it a type of silica? I mean, what is it?
It's a type of caulk. Mega highly recommends it. You know what, Gary? I believe that we buy it from a roofing supplier. I didn't know that it was that hard to get.
Are you having challenges finding it in Westmont, Gary?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well,
so I'm not really a product guy like the guy before us.
like Lou.
Yeah, right. But you know, Gary, maybe my office can tell you where to buy Solar Seal. It is a very aggressive caulk. It's a well-lasting caulk. That's all Mega uses.
Is it a type of caulk that the general listening public listener can do on their own?
Can they do it?
Well, I'm sorry, install the caulk? I don't know.
Right, Gary's having a hard time finding it, I think.
Well, I don't know if it was an industrial grade or something that they need.
I didn't know it was that special. I'd start selling it as special.
All right. So hang
Maybe
on,
I'll
Gary.
Become a distributor.
we're going to get you.
Well, what about going to somebody like Richard's Building Supply? Is that where you get some of your roofing?
Yeah, I don't. Can the public buy there?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna take your information. Joel, follow up with you, Gary, after the show,
up, Gary.
And he'll help you locate some Solar Seal. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Gary Novell is coming up after the break to talk about your challenge, right?
I don't know what he wants to talk about. We mentioned it, so
wants to talk about a lady in Highland Park, Janet.
I'm not in Highland Park, so that doesn't qualify.
Well, that's true, but a listener by the name of Janet in Highland Park, he helped. But I thought maybe we'll talk about your challenge that he helped.
It might be more interesting.
Oh my God! This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Dave Schluter, I promise we will get to your topic.
We're good.
That's why it's good to have 3 hours. We get to shift things back when we get bombed with phone calls during the first segment. 312-981-7200. Go to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com to listen online and to get all of our contact information. We're going to pay some bills and be right back. 312-981.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I know. He told me that we had a rejoin, and I walked right over it.
It actually sounded good, though.
It sounded really... I know. I'm two for two. Last week, I blamed him on something for screwing something up. It was my screw-up.
Maybe you should sing the phone number. Then it would go with the music.
I should just listen. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. 630. David, you are a class act. I texted a gas fireplace question last week. You called me and left me a message and your cell phone number, which is 773-456-6526. Anybody would like to call me, you can call me. That's my cell phone. Lindemann also called. You guys are great. So that's what you get. You get customer service when you call into the show. 312-981-7200. Dave in Chicago, you have a question about windows. How can we help you?
So I got a three flat. I live on the first floor, and my basement windows are along the alley. And already a couple times since we've lived there, somebody's come by and threw a bottle or something at the window and broke it, so I've had to replace it a couple times. I'm trying to find some good option to protect the windows so that somebody can't break into it and, they don't get through the window.
Mike?
I don't really want bars, and I don't think bars are going to do a whole lot of good.
Hey, maybe I can help a little.
Okay, well, we have an alarm guy there, too.
As far as the window itself goes, is it a regular glass opening? Would you like glass black windows?
Well, it's a double-hung window. Yeah. I really don't want glass because I need to be able to get out of it because, each room has a window, and I think you need to have egress to get out. So...
There are ways to protect your egress, like you had mentioned, Dave, you know, with a cover on top and that kind of thing. Actually, you can have them key locked from the inside, too. So,
But stopping a bottle from going through it, some jerk
sure,
throwing a bottle
through
it? Sure,
you can have a cage on top, a regular egress window. You have that cover. You can make it a cage. You can put a lock on it.
And then is there any kind of glass, like F-16 type? That
bulletproof
doesn't break.
Yeah.
No, but something that doesn't break. Like, is there?
No, but
is
I'm
there,
saying they couldn't get at it if you had a cage over there.
Yeah, he's worried about people just randomly breaking his windows all the time.
I think Dave just said he doesn't want a cage over the window, right, Dave?
Well, I really don't want bars because, you know, bars look like a jail. Plus, I don't even know if you can get out of them. Plus, they could still break the window. Now, I was looking on the internet. I don't know. You ever heard of security screens? Something like that?
Sure.
I was looking. I don't know if that's something that you think would be a good option or
security screens.
I don't know about
Tommy,
shutters.
You can help there, right?
Yeah, there was a company out of Florida. I saw them at the Home Builder Show a couple years ago. And
hold on. What are security screens? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it looks like a regular screen door, but I will tell you one thing. This thing will stop a 9mm.
I
mean,
that's what I was asking. Yeah.
But you know what? I don't think because I've tried to contact them because, you know, our store, there's some areas around our store where people would like to really put in, you know, nice security doors, but still get that air moving through. So this was a perfect type of screen, but I'm not so sure that they fully developed the product yet because I haven't really seen it hit the market. But there is somebody, I know there's companies out there that make an actual screen. The problem is that density of that screen doesn't give you that same see-through you would look at with a normal screen.
You know, is there a security system that David in Chicago could put on, Mike, that might be able to deter, or is it just there's no way to stop somebody from putting a brick through?
No, if they're going to break the window or the bottle, there's nothing you can do to stop it. But my question is, if you want it to look like a regular window, why don't you just replace the glass with plexiglass? I mean, a sheet of clear plastic Lexan will stop almost anything that they're going to throw unless they're going to throw a brick or shoot through it. And I've seen instances where they've shot through Lexan and it just leaves a little hole from a shotgun.
Have you heard? Have you worked with Lexan before?
Sure, you could put you. That's a great idea. I mean, if it's a question of that, if just kids tossing stuff at it, that would.
Absolutely.
You've been around a while. You know
1970.
You know what's going on.
Hey, Dave, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to have Joe follow up with you. Because where in Chicago are you located?
Lakeview area.
All right. So Joe handles Lakeview.
Okay. Yeah, no problem, Dave.
Can you take a picture of that window, Dave, and text it in, 312-981-7200, so we can check it out? All right,
I'll
buddy. All right, hang
tight. You
know
what else we'll do, Dave? We'll get your name and address. I'll send you a MegaPros hoodie. It's the only hoodie that keeps you warm and very cool at the same time.
Okay.
No, it was scientifically proven.
All right,
David.
Okay,
the
Dave, hang on.
The cool part.
312-981.
It keeps you warm and very cool at the same time.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It's the only one of its kind. Are you kidding?
All right, let's focus. 312-981-7200. Gary Novell, how are you?
Well, good morning, David. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on? Are we talking about Julie in Highland Park, our listener, or are we going to talk about Joe?
Well, it's Janet in Highland Park, but we can talk about Joe's situation if you want, because he had a little bit of a strange thing happen to him. And, Joe, I think you'd be the best person to tell what the situation and what happened, and then I can take it after that.
So, Garrett, I think I, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago with that Wells Fargo breach? I think you were the one that said, hey, Joe, if you don't need your credit, just lock it up, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So since that time, our credit stayed locked. I mean, we didn't need it. Gary explained to me why at MegaPros I don't need my personal credit any longer. We opened it up. We were doing work with David. You were going to refi something for us. Opened it up, and somebody on November 5th, opened up a checking account at PNC Bank in my name.
No way.
They had all my information, David, and then they had the address as well, and they put apartment 2A. I mean, that was the only obscure thing. Everything else, they had my stuff. So when I went into PNC Bank, they said, well, I guess this could happen, meaning you don't need anything, I guess.
Wait a minute. Did you have an account at PNC Bank?
Never.
Never.
Nope. They just came in with a face. That's all they had was a face.
But why would they do that? I would think they go to the bank that you have an account with, open up another bank, and transfer funds.
I called Gary, and I said, Gary, this is bizarre. I mean, what was he even thinking he was going to do with it, right? And Gary said, if they signed up for credit or overdraft protection, Gary, right?
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
I would be responsible.
Open up a checking account and putting no money in it. I mean, a checking account is nothing.
Right.
Especially if you open it and there's nothing in there, there's nothing you can do. There's no other funds that Joe had in the bank for them to access. So it was really confusing to me as to what they were trying to accomplish by doing that.
Wait. It might have been here. I could see what they were trying to do. They were opening up an account to get you someplace else because using that PNC account as an account to verify something, right? So they opened up the PNC account, and then you've got a banking information, and then here comes the freight train, right? Oh, yeah, what's this PNC bank account? It's got nothing in it. What's the big deal? There's, there's nothing there. Watch the spinning plates as the freight train's coming through your back door.
Did you used to be a criminal?
No, I was never a criminal. I just watch a lot of TV. I'm just thinking that that's possibly something that they set something up and you don't even think anything of it.
It could be, David. I can't. Gary, what do you think?
What I was thinking is that they opened up the checking account and they got overdraft protection for a few thousand dollars and they write a check to themselves. And even though there's no money in the account, the overdraft protection would pay him the cash.
That's good, too.
And the bank would be coming after Joe to get reimbursed for the overdraft.
Full Social Security number, full driver's license.
Wow.
It's pretty weird. I've never really heard somebody have their identity stolen and then open up a checking account.
With nothing
in it. Even though Joe said the checking account had a debit card with it,
mm-hmm.
Well, there's no money because those debit cards, they just draw the money out of the checking account, and the checking account was empty.
Dave?
From my experience, the sky's the limit. It's probably the new, latest, greatest thing, Gary. How much has your world changed since you've been doing this of all the things you have to fight off for people? So hang on for the ride. There's got to be a new angle to it.
Yeah, because then they open
up. Theft and fraud has gotten it's exploding this year because of the virus. I used to get a couple phone calls a month. I get a few phone calls a day regarding this kind of stuff.
We were just talking about unemployment fraud.
You got to be careful. Now, regarding with Joe's situation, he was worried that somebody had his information. Joe's got 1,500 credit scores, so he was concerned about that.
It's still 1,500, David. After all this, it's still 1,500.
I logged into his file with all three credit bureaus, and I did my snooping around with everything, and I didn't see any inquiries on his credit report since the one that David pulled back in July for whatever Joe was doing with you, David. There were no inquiries. There were no new open accounts. There were no strange addresses showing up. Everything looked just like it should be. And because Joe is always has his credit locked, that's the best thing you can do. If you're a victim of ID theft or fraud and you want to make sure that nothing happens, you just lock your file up. And so since that's what Joe's been doing for the past couple of years, I like to tell people, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Just keep doing what you're doing. And right now, the only thing is we can only react if anything happens.
How did you realize that a PNC...
It came in the mail. I would have personally thrown it out, but Judy opened it.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm saying?
100%.
All right, Garrett, the other thing I want to point out for our listeners is that when it was open, they changed my email address on my Experian. Is that correct? Okay.
If they set up an account with Experian,
No. They
could have done that.
No, they changed my Experian email to an email that I do not have. So I can no longer get back in there. That's where you're going to have to go to work, and that's why I paid you all that money. Like, what did I give you?
You mean you didn't tell me any of this?
Oh, no, Judy's got to get to you.
All right, well, listen, it's a bigger problem. So if you see something,
yes.
You need to call Gary right away.
That's what I'm saying. So
right.
Gary's the only one that could handle the transition of that. How do you do after
that? And another thing, because I watch a lot of TV, is that they start setting up credit cards off of that bank account. And then you start going to town, and all of a sudden, you've got $500, $1,000 worth of credit card bills coming in to your address, in your name, in your Social Security number, an account that you never opened up.
So, but yeah, there's nothing I could do without Gary.
100%. I mean, that's
nothing that they could do to you, Joe, because your file's locked. So they're not going to be able to pull your report to open up the credit card. That's
gotta fix my Experian, my buddy.
All right, so.
Bottom line is, for any questions about this type of situation or anything on your credit, you need to give me a call at 630-624-9557. Everything today begins with credit, so if you want the absolute honest and correct answers to any of your questions, you need to grab your phone. Call me at 630-624-9557. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have the happiest possible
Thanksgiving, and stay safe out there.
Thanks, Garrett. I do want to say, though, Garrett, what a peace of mind to be able to have somebody like you on my side.
Right, 630-624-9557. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. What we talk about is real. What we talk about is real life. What we talk about is real life experiences that all of our listeners can relate to. I had never heard of this scumbag move before, and there are thousands of them out there. That's why we are here every Saturday in order to help our listeners overcome these type of challenges if and when they happen to you or your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors. We're going to get to Dave Schluter next, but I promise you, Amy Kite called in because she wants to chime in on the basement situation. If there's an egress window, or if you actually need a door, I wanted to get a realtor's opinion. Amy was listening, called in. We're going to get her take on it. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are still lighting up. Text lines are blowing up. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Gonna take
it down and left for you. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. One of the realtors that's part of the show is Amy Kite, helping me sell my home in 4 days. David Schluter helped me with all of the legal mumbo-jumbo on it. Amy, we had a caller at the beginning of the show. Happy Saturday, by the way, Amy Kite. How are you?
Thank you.
Hold on there. Amy, you there?
I'm here.
All right. We barely, but we could hear you. So a listener from Indiana called in, and I'm sure it's the same in Indiana, or maybe it's not, as it is here in Illinois, but he had finished his basement and put in a bedroom in his basement, and he was asking about how he can count that as a bedroom. And we had some type of lively conversation here about putting in an egress window and being able to count it as a bedroom. And Tommy and I thought that you'd had to actually have a door to the outside. Can you clarify that in your opinion?
Yeah, you don't have to have a door to the outside of the house. You have to have the egress window. The egress window works as the emergency exit from the bedroom if there's a fire in the house.
All right, so Tommy, you and I have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, so you
about.
Believe Amy, you don't believe me.
I just want to clarify.
Oh, really? I guess my new license plate is chopped liver.
Yeah, well,
it's going to be CPDLVR.
Everywhere else, but I didn't expect it here.
So sometimes the truth hurts.
Amy, we're just pulling your leg.
No, I'm not pulling. Amy's fine. It's David that I question.
And chopped liver is delicious. If you've ever had a lean corned beef sandwich. Lean corned beef and chopped liver.
Yeah.
It sounds disgusting, but it is delicious.
Actually, it sounds
happy
good.
Thanksgiving.
With rye bread. You know what I'm saying? Like, and my friends at Once Upon a Grill and Once Upon a Bagel.
Do you put mayonnaise on that or no?
Liver sausage?
No,
man.
Let's focus on the chopped liver and corned beef sandwich. Michael Kaplan, you could chime in on this. You've had...
That's a trip to the hospital. No thanks.
Okay, well...
David doesn't care. David's pushing the envelope.
Yeah. But, okay, so Amy, I appreciate you calling in. I was not aware of that. David Schluter, you're 100% right. Joe Hogle, you're 100% right. Tom and I will just go back to doing. He'll be selling doors and kitchens and cabinets.
Yeah, and go back and take a nap.
Amy and I can do construction, remodeling, and sell it.
Hey, Amy, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, my friend?
847-877-9881.
All right, you're the best. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend. Thanks for selling my house in 4 days. I truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
312-981-7200. What did I do? I hit too many buttons. Here's a good one, Dave. Hang on. Carol in Lombard, you've got a challenge for Dave Schluter. How can we help you?
You know, I was working on a home that I purchased in town here. I'm still working on it. I let my granddaughter move in without a lease, so she was doing some, you know, little piddly stuff there, too. Well, then there was a death in the family, and people were coming in from all over the country. So they were staying at the house for 3 weeks. One of the cousins decided he wasn't going to leave. And I told her, you know, a couple weeks, fine, till he gets his act together. Well, he finally packed up his stuff and left. He went back to Florida. I go over there on a Sunday morning to check up on things, and turns out there's a big U-Haul trailer in the yard. And he came back, and he broke into the back door, broke my window, moved back into the house. I called the police. we said that since my granddaughter had invited him in at the beginning of the funeral time, that he still had rights and I was now trespassing and I had to leave my property.
All right, hang on. Dave, hold that thought till after the break. I got a heart out in, yeah, in 5 seconds. 312-981.
That was a good tease, though. I can't wait to hear the answer.
312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Hang tight for news, traffic, and weather after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I have a delicacy coming up at noon. We're going to be bringing on Creighton Caudill, who is the owner of Luminate Outdoor Lighting, who is based out of Northwest Indiana. He has a lighting company for all of our listeners who are interested
Why
in putting up.
Why did you say delicacy?
Yes, well, I was thinking it was food.
I thought it was food.
I'm getting to that, too. We're going to dedicate the 12 to 12:15. Mm. We're going to be eating a delicacy. I have balls from the North Shore. Yeah. I will specify what type of balls they are at 12 o'clock.
Mothballs.
I know you're getting... No, and they're not mothballs. You shouldn't eat mothballs. I don't
it's
know.
It's hard. And
where are you coming? Maybe that explains a lot.
Maybe we finally figured out the truth.
You ate mothballs growing up. Even though you...
Even though they were hard to catch.
312-981, we'll leave that alone. I got a delicacy from the North Shore that my friends who own a restaurant created these delicious, delectable balls that we could eat on the air, and we'll go into it in more detail. It's right there. Erica picked it up, our video gal. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Erica. I left it in my car, and she pulled it out of my backseat.
Oh, is this what was in the car?
I've got...
Is that like matzo balls?
Nope. Close. That's a good guess. But you would be incorrect on that answer.
Okay.
Nope, they're not turkey balls either. Those are delicious, but it's not what we're eating at noon. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We have a special visitor here. There's a guy who's got a show during the week by the name of John Williams.
Oh.
And he has called in because John Williams is doing his at year end.
Plus, he's the coolest guy.
He's the coolest guy on the planet. Number one,
and he's got a very, very nice wife.
His wife is the sweetest lady.
She's a sweetheart.
It's Brenda. Forget about it. We're talking to you, John Williams.
I've called in about a plumbing problem.
You're about 2 hours late.
Yeah.
I got a mortgage problem. I got a real estate thing.
No, I can tell you right now, you do not have a mortgage problem because I took care of that 3 months ago.
And you don't have a storage problem in your kitchen because I think we took care of that.
Right.
The assistance of Joe.
It's a beautiful thing. You guys have saved my life and made it better in many ways. And David got me into a terrific 8.4% mortgage.
Wow. He's the best
adjustable.
He's the best friend you can have in the business.
Guys, beat that.
And then he sold me the paper on it, so right now I own your home.
And only $10,000 in closing costs. It's all right. He's a radio guy. He doesn't know. So we've got this this event coming up that John's been doing for years, and he's invited me on the show. John, you want to quickly explain what we're doing to help raise funds for the Salvation Army?
We got a virtual kettle at WGNradio.com. If you go to the website right now, it's very easy to make a donation. Salvation Army does the most good all year long. The need has never been greater for obvious reasons than this year, and donations are never going to be harder to collect. So if you can make a donation, do that. On December 16th, we're going to do one of those mini radiothons on my show. And if you make a donation that day, you can also get some terrific WGN swag, zip-up polar fleeces and T-shirts and coolers and mugs with our logo on there just for making a donation. So we want to do everything we can, David, that day to get people to make a donation. If you want to do it now, go ahead. But if you want to wait until the 16th, that'll be our fun radio show, and that's when you get premiums for your donations.
And we've been trying to come up with different creative ways to raise money. And I always threw in at least one of my games at the United Center, with the Team Hochberg suite, but since that's not happening this year, we're not going to be able to do that. So we came up with an idea. We needed to have like a goal. Like I said, Johnny, we're going to raise $50,000 last year, and John Williams almost fell off his chair. He's like, well, let's not get crazy and go too high. Yep. I think we wound up at $58,000 or something. So this year, our goal is at least $58,000 and $75,000, and we need something to happen once we obtain that goal. And we were thinking, what would be great? You know, who has a need, and what can we do to garner support And who needs something as well? Well, the Salvation Army needs the money. Our listeners are very generous. And they Brand needs a haircut. Because we've been saving money, trying to raise money. We're up to $17.43 now.
For the haircut? Yeah.
It's kind of slow right now. So what we're thinking is, if we get to, when we hit 75, we give Joe a haircut on the air.
And it's
who's holding the clippers?
So kind of you to volunteer me for this.
Well, yeah.
Oh, there's Joe. No, I'm good at power tools. I could cut
it. Yeah, Joe will bring in
Sheep shears.
The
shear. Yeah.
What you trim the bushes with?
Or sheep.
Or sheep.
Clippers.
Sheep.
Okay, so $75,000, John. I think that's fair for a haircut. Once we hit 75 G's, we give little Joe Brand here, our little buddy.
He's got nice hair, too.
He's got great hair. He hasn't had a haircut since March, for God's sakes. He looks like he could be in a 70s band, all right? I don't know what's going on with
him. He does, but a good 70s band. Like, Joe's kind of got that South American, European hair flip going on. He looks kind of sexy, don't you think?
Well, I think it should all come off.
See how it looks shaved.
Stop, guys, please. Stop with the compliment.
So, John, I think we're in agreement with Joe's head. He has no say in this. At 75 grand, we give him a regular haircut.
Yep.
And at 100 grand, we take it all off.
Ooh.
Are you good with that, John?
Joe, I love you, and I appreciate all that you do for our station. And this was not my idea.
It was not mine either, and I appreciate all the volunteer of my hair. But yes, of course, I'm not gonna shoot down something for such a great cause. But can you tell me what a regular haircut is?
Whatever you want, okay? You know whatever you typically would do.
It's a bowl size, shirt. Number 1, 2, or 3 size bowl that you put on the head.
Just see the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Mo.
We'll give you a normal.
Maybe we do a goal, David, and the more we go over the goal percent wise, the more hair comes off.
There you go, John. You're a genius. That's why
at first he acted like he was on Joe's side. Now he's into it.
Right. Yeah. Now he's completely into it.
Why? Why can't we double down with John Williams? I mean, John Williams has got a great head of hair, too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, no, that's a bad idea. But, it's a thought taken, considered, and declined. So if when we hit 100, we're going totally bald, which is great. And we'll get you a nice hat from one of our sponsors here at WGN to keep your head warm. Okay, you know, Lindemann comes in. Dykstra's got hats. Perna Seal's got great hats. Joe will give you a hoodie. We'll cover the dome up.
Because they're warm and cool.
Yeah. So, John, I think that's a great idea. Joe Brandt's head's in play. And, Joe, thank you for not saying anything about this. And that's what we're going to do. So, thanks. I think this is a great plan.
Well, and thank you for hiding all the information until you brought it up to me on the air. I appreciate that as well.
Well, John, we called him on Thursday. I came into your studio and I said, are you going to be in on Saturday? And he said, yes. I said, okay. John and I got something for you, and this is what we got for you. So we told you about it. We just didn't tell you about it, but we told you something.
He thought it was going to be a pizza,
right?
well, here, nice, but
hold on, John. At 100 grand, I'm sure Malnati's will bring over a pizza for Joe. Okay, and if they don't want to bring over, I'll bring over a Malnati's pizza for you when we hit 100 grand. All right, there you go, Joe.
We'll jigger the numbers, Joe, but if you're okay with this, I just think it's a terrific idea.
I mean, if I'm not okay with it, I'm a horrible human being.
Right.
So I guess
know,
I
that's
okay.
The thing. I hate to pressure you into this, but you know what? You could quit. You could say you don't care about children. Whatever works for you, Joe.
Well, when I told my wife this idea was brewing, she goes, oh, I'm not in support of that. I'm like, yeah, but it's for charity. She goes, what charity? This is what we're doing now?
Which one? How needy?
Yeah. Well, listen, just tell your wife not to worry about it, and it'll be fine. That's a successful marriage, right? Say, I'll be home at 5, and you'll love it. All right, so, John, we got to hit a break. As you know, this radio thing, we got to pay some bills, and we have to help Carol in Lombard with her family challenges before the holidays. Yeah. Boy, has she got some challenges. And
I'll get out of the way.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, buddy. Thanks for calling in, brother. 312-981.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, John.
I'll see you, John.
Thank you.
312-981-720. Joe Brand, you're a trooper, buddy. Thanks for taking one for the team. 312-981-720. I promise we will come back with Carol. We will get to Chris in Holland, Michigan with his hickory floors, and then we will get to all of the experts with their challenges and all of and how they helped our listeners with all of their housing challenges after these messages. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Carol, I apologize for the long wait, but when the king calls, when King John calls, you gotta, you know, he's a big hammer here. You gotta take John Williams' call. 3129.
No, that's fine.
So Carol has an unbelievable family challenge. Said to a family member, "Oh, stay here because I'm trying to be a nice person," and then that person completely railroads her. And she's got major problems
now. A friend of the person.
Sorry, you're right.
But it all goes back to the family member. Would have never happened without the family member betraying her.
Okay, so how to solve Carol's challenge here? Mm-hmm. You're the attorney. What happens? What should she do that doesn't cost her? Because it's not like you attorneys work for $3.50 an hour, right? It's more like $350 an hour. I mean, you guys.
I'm on it.
Right. How can she economically overcome her challenge?
Yeah. So, first of all, the police always give the answer, and it's their correct answer, no matter how scary the story is. It's called a civil matter. And in your case, the reason it was a civil matter, and my cop friends, you know that it's fine. They tell me these stories all the time. Because they, in fact, are known by your family, that's why they can't do the trespassing. If a guy comes in from a park and you're in there and you're in your living room, a stranger, then they immediately take him away because they're trespassing. In this case, you actually have to go through the DuPage County Circuit Court. In fact, if you call me Monday, I have a colleague who gets my referrals. You're going to have to name that individual and any and all family members and unknown members, and it could take a few months, but you will eventually, the sheriff of DuPage will escort them out. They'll be not even let them take their stuff. They'll put a ribbon on the house, then let them come back at an agreed time when you're there to let them get their stuff. But they will throw them out without their stuff.
How does Carol and other listeners like Carol protect her property while this scumbag is
file
squatting?
As soon as possible. It's called a possession.
I was going to tell you too. I am 75 years old.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to court. I'm just telling you, it's called a possession only action because there's no rent. So it's a possession-only action. It's an expedited proceeding, but it still could drag on just with COVID and other things. But there are judges in DuPage County that will do this. I'll give you my number, and then I'll give you my colleague on Monday. My number is 630.
Slow down. Carol, are you ready to take his number?
Yes.
Go ahead.
285-5300. And when you call in, if I'm at a closing or something, just say you're from the show where you had a relative friend in your house. Secondly, after you get the legal bill from my colleague, Dave is right, you need to modify your estate plan to that person. You should not reward them with your money when you pass away by how they're treating you. And we will talk about how we're going to do that also.
All right, Carol, hang tight. Happy holidays, honey. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200. Chris in Holland, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks for holding on. You've got hickory floor question. What's going on with that?
I do. I had the floor installed. It's been 10 years. It's hickory. It's 3/4 inch thick, 4 inches wide.
Wow.
And it creaks and cracks and makes so much noise. When we had it installed, we noticed it, of course, and the contractor said, well, when you run your humidifier, because we had it installed in January, it'll get better, and it just has never gotten better. It's worse.
Tom?
And I don't know if we have to have it, if it wasn't installed right, or do we have it taken up and redone? We don't know what to do.
So, Chris, one of the reasons that we really prefer using that Mr. Floor service, I don't know, have you heard him on this radio?
Yeah, but she's from Holland, Michigan, though.
Yeah, but he could help, you know, I know Holland... You could,
So, that's perfect, because right now the reason that we use him is because he actually gets the flooring before they install it to the same humidity level.
Acclimates it.
In a garage,
Right? We did that. We brought it in. I think it was in our house for about a week before it was installed.
It might be the subflooring, though.
Well,
that's my question. Is it subflooring?
It's the subflooring. It's the fastener. At this point, you wouldn't know. So, I would highly recommend that you call Mr. Floor and just walk him through, and he'll ask the right questions, I would think.
Well, here's what we're going to do, Chris. Because you had it on hold, I want to see pictures of that floor, because that floor has got to be gorgeous. Okay, absolutely.
It is gorgeous.
So what I want you to do
Wait a second, though. I want to make it clear. Even if your installer is saying that you have to run the humidifier, so obviously when that is the problem, is the moisture content of the floor then, right?
No, it could be
your expansion, contraction from the different climates. But the other thing, too, is, did they put down, like when I've seen guys put down red rosin paper, then that helps stop the squeaking.
Right.
Because a lot of times if you take that hickory floor, any type of floor, and go right onto the subfloor, you basically have two woods that are basically meshing together. And that's why they use that red rosin paper.
That's a good point, Tommy. You see what I'm saying? So have Mr. Floor walk through those questions.
Chris, here's what we're going to do. Okay. If you could send, are you on the way home or near home? Can you send us pictures? No.
No, but I can send pictures.
All right. If today, before 1
o'clock? Just because you want to see how pretty the floor is.
Well, I want to check the floors out. Here, if we, you know,
beautiful. They should be for $10 a square foot uninstalled.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's nice.
They're expensive.
Very nice.
So here...
Was that also a pre-finished floor, or did you have it as a raw floor and then they finished it?
Pre-finished.
Okay. Why, see, is that something?
Well, sometimes what happens when they do a raw floor, because then they sand it, then they basically put like a sealer in there to cover all the little cracks and whatever, and then they go over with a water-based...
polyurethane
seal. Yeah, so a water-based urethane. That seeps down into the cracks and helps hold the floor. But when you have a pre-finished floor... You're just
tongue and groove.
You're tongue and groove, and you're walking away. But they should have put like a red rosin paper, especially on a pre-finished floor.
Here's what we're going to do. I got to hit a break here, and you've been on hold for so long. You've been awesome. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products to take care of that squeaky hickory floor.
And a Mega Pro sweatshirt.
And a Mega Pro sweatshirt, because you are a sweetheart. But if you could send us pictures of the floor, we'll send it to Mr. Floor, Igor. Igor will call you. And he will have a solution to you. It probably won't come to Holland, Michigan, because it's way up there in...
196.
Yeah, it's all the way up there.
He can still help you, though.
Yeah, no, but he could give you advice on how to fix that challenge. Okay, Chris?
Sounds good.
You are awesome, and thanks for holding on for so long. 312-981-7200. Somebody came up with an idea. Maybe if we raise enough money, maybe $100,000, we don't cut... Joe Brand's hair.
So we cut David Hochberg's hair.
You can listen at $100,000. You want to take my hair off at $100,000? I'm in for that. We'll save Joe's hair, and I'm good for that. I don't know. Maybe we should rewind this.
Taking your hair off wouldn't really make that much of an impact.
I'd look better.
Well, you know what? The other thing is, if you get to 80, Joe might throw in the additional 20 just so he doesn't have his hair cut.
All right, I got to get to news, traffic, and weather.
I need a loan guy. Anyone know a loan guy?
He's about to take a loan to get over the hump.
Republic Bank.
312-896. Wait, what? I don't even know the number. 981-7200, MegaPro's contact line. We got to go to news, traffic, weather, and we'll be back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. At the top of the hour, we have Creighton Caudill from Luminate Outdoor Lighting. We're going to be eating balls, and we're going to be talking about a delectable balls. And it's a North Shore delicacy that you guys will all enjoy.
You know, I did request a song.
I know you did. 312-981. It just tells you how much pull you have on the show. 312-981-7200. You've been requesting the same song since January.
Right. How's that working out
lady
for you?
Love.
Yeah, it seems like that good.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Vanities are flying out of your showroom. I was there the other day, and you said you can't keep them on the floor. What is going on?
You know... Everybody's staying at home. And what's happening, especially, you know, wives are staying at home a lot of times because of the kids and homeschooling and men stay home. And they're looking at the same four walls day in, day out. So they're figuring out, okay, what can we do? Now, right now, vanities are really hot. And part of the reason being, and Joe can attest to this, if you're looking to do your kitchen before Thanksgiving, ain't going to happen. Unless you're going to buy something in stock.
Right.
So anything ordered right now, you're not even going to get it for Christmas. It's just, you know, we talk about manufacturers and their longer lead times. Same thing's happening in the cabinet industry. So when you think about it, what can people do that can be instant gratification? They can put doors in, because doors are pretty easy to install.
Sure.
You know, correctly, if you have a good carpenter putting them in, a good contractor putting them in. But vanities... I mean, you don't have to tear out the tub. You don't have to tear out the shower. If you want something quick.
It's a new look.
It's a new look. But, you know, one of the things, and this was really interesting. We had a customer, and when I leave the show on Saturday, I usually go back to the store, and that's the only day that they let me out on the showroom floor. They don't like me out there. But I get to talk to people.
Why is that, Tommy?
I don't know. Just because they They think I promise things that can't be delivered.
Makes total sense.
That could be economic.
Yes, total sense. You know what? You know what? I'm kind of, they kind of call me the seagull. I kind of swoop in, poop on the place, and then swoop out.
So I'm not sure if people should go on Saturday or not.
So one of the things that I always love, because we show a lot of vanities in our showroom that have furniture legs, and the people want to take it, pull their old vanity out, and they want to put this in. But they don't want to redo their floor in there. So they want a quick, instant gratification.
Yeah.
So my question to them is, you better check to make sure if it's a tiled floor, did they tile all underneath
it? All the way to the wall, yeah.
And if it's not, do you still have some of that tile? Because with legs, you get a visual right underneath it where you had a toe kick before.
And right now, that look is the hot look right now.
Well, you know what? It's called HGTV.
Right.
Yeah. If you look at it, it's furniture-looking vanity. So we stock a lot of furniture vanities. We custom order a lot of vanities. But one of the things that we've always done is we've always held ourselves to a higher standard than the big box stores. Every one of our vanities are a wood product, so they've got the plywood sides, the veneered sides. They've got the soft closed doors, drawers. So we bring a higher-end product out. However, come about mid-December, we're going to bring in a mid-level line because there's a lot of people that are just, whether it's apartment, and they don't want to spend a lot. What we're trying to do is trying to satisfy the people that would go to the big boxes and buy the particle board, and we're bringing an upscale version of it. But I would tell you, vanities and then vanity tops. There's nobody who stocks more than we do.
Funny that you say that, because Tom in Wisconsin's calling about countertops. Hey, Tommy.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. I got a question about what kind of a silicone do you use to seal the vanity countertop on the top of a vanity for a bathroom?
Okay.
Any type of silicone is fine.
You know, they sell silicone, like the antibacterial silicone, where it won't grow any mold.
Doesn't turn black,
Right, but... Yeah. But you know what? I will tell you that the bead of silicone that you put on a vanity top, because typically you have the top and then the backsplash is separate, you know, you're going to run a bead of silicone to the underside of that backsplash, you know, put it down like you're, you know, squeezing it between a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to put a very light bead of caulking on it. And I would say use any type of silicone caulking. Just make sure it's not a... It's a bathroom caulk, because those have a better mold resistant than, if you look at it, you might see some that say silicone, but it's made for windows and siding.
I don't think it matters. I mean, Tom, why are you asking the question? Did you see something that was confusing?
Well, we were looking at putting in a new vanity in our bathroom and a top on it with a sink in it.
Sure.
And I was told, get silicone to fasten the top onto the vanity, and I'm wondering, is that silicone going to be like an adhesive?
Yes, you're exactly right. That's what it's going to do. It's going to hold it in that place. Okay. And, you know,
gravity.
It can move it around, right. So that's all it's for, Tom, and it really doesn't matter what kind of silicone.
How's that, Tommy? Okay. Sound good?
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, hang on. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor organic cleaning products to help you with that countertop. Mm-hmm. How many countertops do you have in stock right now?
Typically, we carry 400.
400. And there 400. Was a...
Now, here's the big difference. If you go into the bigger box stores, what they have is they have these vanity tops. They're typically quartz, and they might be some granite, and they're in a box. And when you see that box, I'm going to tell you, it's origin China. What you see from us is you'll see things from Brazil. You'll see exotics in there. You'll see quartz. You're going to see granite. Nobody can compete with their prices just because of the volume that we buy.
The Schluter family has three builder supply vanities.
Yes, they do.
And all of your countertops are on display.
Yeah, I mean, these are the grab-and-go type things where you can grab and go and take the vanity. You can grab and go and take the top. But we also have the ability, you know, we just had a gentleman come in and ordered an 84-inch top. It's a custom top. We treat that the same way we do a kitchen countertop. And
so what's your longest that you have in stock?
73 inches.
Okay.
And there was a listener last week that wanted to know if you had a certain type of vanity with the right sink. I mean, are there a lot of different type of, you know, sink on the right, sink on the left, two rectangle sinks, three sinks?
I mean, you got anything from rectangle sinks to oval sinks to one-hole faucet, the 4-inch center faucet, the 8-inch widespread. But the one thing is, all of our tops that we stock, they're a 3-centimeter top, which is an inch and a quarter. What you find a lot of time in the big boxes is a 2 centimeter, which is 3/4 inch. So
that's a huge difference.
I was just going to ask you, why is that a big deal?
Number one, the aesthetics, it just looks like it's for real. Otherwise, it looks
plastic.
Too skinny.
It looks plastic.
Yeah, but it's also weaker.
Right. And I will tell you, it's a far better top to have a 3 centimeter.
And you have the faucets to go. It's a whole one shop opportunity, right? You can get the vanity, you get the top, you get the faucet. You can walk out with a brand new.
You want to put the tile down. You know what we're seeing a lot of people doing, and I don't know what you're seeing out there, Joe. Is we're seeing people going from putting tile in to putting the vinyl in.
Yeah.
Because they
there's
have
so much vinyl, meaning that LVP or whatever.
Yeah, the LVTs or the LPMs, but they have it actually. It makes it look like ceramic tile. It's gorgeous.
They're doing that in all of the hotels as well.
Yes,
Quick Stays and whatever. You know, the Courtyard Inns,
Holiday Inn Express.
So many restaurants are using it, Dave.
Well, sure, because
it's everywhere.
Plus, you know, I just finished a flip house in Montgomery. The entire house. Living room, bedrooms, bathrooms, everything is all vinyl.
We did our entire basement in the vinyl.
It's perfect in the basement.
It's beautiful.
I think the worst product ever to come out as a fad was Pergo.
Oh, my God,
you
yes.
Know what I'm saying? Well, that was just a bad idea.
And my office at the store took all the carpeting out of there and put in vinyl.
Right,
it's the best thing to
cleaner.
Do.
All right.
Yes.
Mike, you ready? Are you ready to talk about security systems?
Oh, anytime.
He's just been watching us like he's watching a movie. You know what I'm saying?
He's watching us in awe. Look at those guys.
It's like he's at Lincoln Park Zoo. He's like, you got to feed these guys.
Throw them a peanut.
And I'll tell you what. At noon, we're eating balls. We're eating balls. North Shore Delicacy.
I want my song on.
312.
While you eat the balls.
Yes. You will have the balls at noon. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. When you taste these delectable, delicious balls, you will know.
Often I was been told that.
All right, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. So at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Creighton Caudill. I have a special from Studio Spin with the shutdown and everything. You need to exercise and stay in shape, so I've got that coming up at noon.
Are you doing that?
I am doing that at home, yes.
What do you mean?
I'm exercising at home. I lost the 20 pounds that I gained during the first shutdown. Now I have, so I'm back down to just being fat. Now I'm going to get 60 pounds to go.
40 pounds in the last 3 months.
You?
Yep.
You're down?
Yep.
Or you gained it?
No, I took it off.
Well, that's good. God bless you. Well, that maybe if I stopped eating corned beef and chopped liver sandwiches.
That could help.
And balls.
No, the balls are delicious. Okay. And it's a delicate, and it's not matzo balls, and it's not turkey balls.
Gefilte fish.
It's not gefilte fish.
I'm not even going to ask different types of balls.
Well, no, I've got them in a bag underneath this console here.
I don't want to say it.
312-981-7200. We've got Alarm. Why don't you introduce your company?
It's called Alarm Monitoring Incorporated.
You've been in business since
1970. We've been around 50 years. We do commercial and residential alarms.
And you're giving away complimentary services, the first
absolutely.
$500, to any listener out there.
Absolutely.
So
up to $500.
Up to $500. And Joe's
meaning
like,
it's the install.
Right.
And the equipment.
The system, right?
The install and the equipment.
So now here, for our listeners, it's all Wi-Fi equipment.
Correct.
Right? And you go around and you'll place those things and set up.
Yep.
Sensors.
You said it's a cell phone, but actually it's a...
It works on a cell phone system.
Which is actually better, though, right? So, in other words, if somebody cut your wires...
Right, you're done.
Right.
Right.
So, this is uninterrupted service.
Correct.
Okay. And meaning it's a high-level system
That's
as opposed
right.
to...
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, $500, a lot of houses, a lot of larger houses, $500 isn't going to do the trick.
No.
But you get the first $500 complimentary.
That's correct.
And we just got a great question here from one of our listeners. And I just wanted, every once in a while, 847, thank you. Especially after a big plug about Vanity Stock, please let listeners know who is talking and what company they represent. So they know where to contact. So
Tommy just thinks every time anybody hears his voice, they know.
No, and the funny thing is, that looks
see? You knew.
And that's Tom Chanky's cell phone number, too, which is ironic. 312-981-7200.
Oh, the one that texted in.
Yeah, the one that said, please tell that handsome man that was talking about vanities to give his name and number.
Yeah, I was wondering how they knew he was handsome.
Wait a minute. The one thing that they do have to understand is we are 5 miles east
of the
Oak Brook
shopping mall. So let's get back to Michael Kaplan. So, Michael, you've been in business since 1970. And Joe is always like, whenever Dave Rampage from Executive Green comes in, or Kelly Mickley from Executive Green comes in and says that they'll do three rooms for $139, Joe's got that look on his face that he has now, like, how could you stay in business? And obviously, what you're trying to do is install a basic system for our listeners to protect themselves.
Yes.
And you have a lot of our listeners, as you know, we had one in our old homes. We had one of those Ring systems, okay, which is great when you're at work and you've got kids at home and you want to make sure that nobody's coming or going, or who's coming in and who's leaving. And it's great to see
it's
skunks.
It's nice if you want to take pictures of the postman and the dogs on your porch.
And who's stealing your packages, or you know, all the skunks and the coyotes and the wolves that are going past your front door at 3 in the morning, which is kind of cool because you see nature that you know, hopefully is not eating your dog. But they just had a recall on those systems. You want to talk about that real quick?
The Ring systems have a big recall on them now because they catch fire.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean the doorbell?
The doorbell. I think the recall is actually on the cameras that are.
I see.
In the house, yeah.
So they're catching fire.
Yes.
I did not hear that. And you came in here and So what's going on with that?
What's going on with that is that they're inexpensive products manufactured in China. They're not built to the standards of a quality alarm system is built to. All of our equipment is commercial graded by Underwriters Laboratories.
Okay.
It's built by Honeywell. Everything we install is built by Honeywell. Passed by Underwriters Laboratories.
For all of our listeners that don't know what Underwriters Laboratory is, it's located in Northbrook in my hometown.
Yep.
I've taken a tour of Underwriters Laboratory. Yep. They test everything. It's an unbelievable campus over there. They have a burn room larger than my high school gymnasium where they will build things, light them on fire, and then watch
it's like
how
a dream come true for
it's
you.
Unbelievable.
For you, well, you would like that.
My son has a friend who became a mechanical engineer, and his job at UL, Underwriters Laboratories, is to put things under stress until they explode.
Yeah.
His whole job is to blow things up.
Which is awesome.
I'd like a job like that.
What an amazing job.
Yeah, and it's located in Northbrook, Illinois.
Right.
Yeah.
But David does the same thing to people.
Right.
No doubt.
Former employees.
It takes them to a room.
They're all...
No, he puts them under stress until they explode.
And then they implode.
Yeah. And then they either make it or go spin pretzels in the mall. 312-981-7200.
All right. So, but your equipment is monitored by you? Or?
No. It's monitored remotely. Any alarm company that knows what they're doing has your equipment monitored out of state. That way there's no employees in the state that know the secrets of your alarm.
Oh, that's a good point, I suppose.
Should give his number out, right?
Yeah, what's the phone number for our listeners who want to reach you to get more information about the system?
847-208-6856.
And again, it's $500 off a basic system, right? Or the first $500.
That's right. If you get a system that's less than $500, we'll put it in for nothing. And all we ask is that you have us monitor it. And our monitoring is about a third less than the national company.
On an average monthly basis, what is it typically?
On an average monthly basis for a burglar alarm system, it's $25 or $30.
312-981-7200. For $360 a year, you get a $500 system, basic free system, and then you get it costs you $360 to monitor your belongings, which is a pretty good opportunity.
Right.
Our phone
ad says, all you have to lose is everything.
Right. Wow, smart man.
If our listeners want to reach you to get more information, how they do that, Mr. Kaplan?
They can call me anytime at 847-208-6856.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 845-815. I never thought I wanted to hear a show about real estate, but you guys and gals are so funny, funny, funny. So thank you. Thank you, 815.
That's very nice. I told you, we got to be more funny.
I know. 312-981-7200. Coming at the top of the hour, we have lots of things going on. We're going to be eating some delectable balls from one of the finest restaurants in the North Shore. We have Creighton Caudill from Luminate Outdoor Lighting coming up and a special offer from Studio Spin. The owners, Julie and Jeremy Hefner, wanted me to throw this out there to all of our listeners. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone lines are open, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to take a break for traffic and weather and be back. Some of them want to be
abused. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call and text line. I have distributed the balls, and these are special delicacies from Once Upon a Grill, Once Upon a Bagel, and Once Upon a Deli, Highland Park, Northbrook. They are bagel balls, and I did not know anything about... Aren't they delicious?
They're good.
I had seven of them yesterday. Thanks, Shana. Shana and Steve Geffen are the proprietors of this fine establishment.
Excuse me, how many did you have yesterday?
Seven. But let's focus on the balls here. And there's still enough to go around, so back off. You had one, you just keep popping them, and they're delicious. Aren't they delicious?
Really good.
The best balls you'll eat all day.
I can almost guarantee that.
So I've got the chocolate chip ball in my right hand, and I've got the Asiago cheese ball in my left hand.
Ooh, that's what that
That's
one
really
is.
Good. So I guess this was a thing of theirs, all right? I stopped over. I had a eggs lox and onion omelet yesterday. I was hungry. I was coming back from the gym. I had to figure out a little protein in me. And then I see something that, hey, we're rolling out these new balls again. I'm going to choke on one right now. And then, hold on. And then I'm like, hey, would you like to talk about it? Because I'm all about promoting local business, right? I'm all about helping out local business. And so Steve and Shana are friends of mine, clients of mine. And then another local business who could use some help right now is Studio Spin Highland Park, because for some reason, the fine mayor in Highland Park decided to shut down all gyms. Even though the state hasn't shut them down, the mayor said no group classes, even though that's not part of the phase three mandate. Right. For some reason, this lady in Highland Park decided to shut them all down, so which kind of upset me because I lost 22 pounds already since I thought I was having a heart attack a month and a half ago. So in order to help our listeners stay in shape during the shutdown, because a lot of gyms have cut back, you could go. It's a special offer, studiospin.com, $19 a week, unlimited classes online, $39 a month, which I did, unlimited spin, yoga, and strength. You don't need a special spin bike. You know, if you have a bike, you can put it up on blocks or whatever. You know, if you have any type of bike, you could go. You get yoga. So it's nice. Like in the morning, I wake up, usually get up around 4, 4:30. I do a little yoga. And then I go to the gym, work out in Northfield. I take a shot.
Are you saying yoga or yogurt?
I drink yogurt while I do my yoga.
Gotcha.
It's kind of interesting when I'm doing a downward dog and trying to drink the yogurt. But that's a whole other thing. So those are two local businesses that we're promoting. So go to Studio Spin. It's $19 a week, unlimited, $39 a month, unlimited, which obviously the $39 a month is the better opportunity for our listeners out there. And Once Upon a Bagel, Once Upon a Grill, Once Upon a Deli, located in Highland Park in Northbrook, my good friends, the Geffens.
Very good. Surprisingly good. Right?
I told you.
Asiago one is outstanding.
The Asiago cheese balls.
I didn't even know that one.
Oh, my God. It's delicious. I'm a chocolate guy, so obviously I put them both in, and I chew them both at the same time, and they're delicious. That's the way I roll. 312-981-7200. And another local business that we want to promote. Hang on, I got to bring them up. Creighton, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Creighton Caudill, who is the owner of Luminate Outdoor Lighting out of Crown Point, Indiana. This young man has been in business. He was an entrepreneurial. He had an entrepreneurial flair since he was 17, and he started a bunch of businesses. How long have you been doing landscaping, Creighton?
I've been involved professionally in the landscape industry since 2014, so this is my sixth season in the landscape design and build industry.
And what's the name of that company, buddy?
Redwood Landscape.
And you do both residential and commercial?
Correct, yeah. Mostly residential, design build, and we also do a fair amount of commercial projects.
And he gets into...
And we do the commercial lawn maintenance, landscape maintenance, and snow and ice removal as well.
But you're calling in Local Business Spotlight today, and that's what we like doing on this show. We like to spotlight local businesses, especially during these tough, challenging economic times. You started a business called Luminate Outdoor Lighting. Can you tell our listeners what that company is all about?
Absolutely, yeah. So been involved in the Christmas lights for a few years now. We did a separate division, Luminate Outdoor Lighting. We are a landscape lighting and holiday lighting decor focus. Currently, obviously, now with the holiday season quickly approaching, we're putting up a lot of commercial or a lot of Christmas lights on residential and commercial properties. So we can design and install whatever package you're looking for. A base package typically includes like roofline lighting for the front face of a home, and then we can add on items such as tree and shrub lighting, wreaths, garland, you know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas signs and lawns, you name it, we can do it.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, it's a MegaPro call and text line. You do the full array of design, you buy the equipment, and you store it. Now, you do have an option to lease. Can you discuss the two different options for our listeners who are interested in putting lights up on their home? Because it's still not too late, correct?
Certainly. Still not too late, and we have a pretty quick turnaround time as we're pretty heavily staffed and can install usually typically within 3 to 5 days. So we have two models. We have a purchase model, which is most common. If you're going to be in your home more than 2 to 3 years, it's what makes most economical sense, where you're going to purchase the product through us or whatever package you decide to do and then pay for us to install, remove, and then store the material. And then we have a second, and then you just pay for the labor and subsequent years to put it up, take it down, and store it. And we also have a lease model, which you're essentially just paying for the service for us to put up the product, take it down, and store it. And that's just a fixed cost year to year.
And you will, listen, I'm Jewish, right? The only lights that I put up in my house is a menorah, all right? It's not like I'm like one of those guys that do all the lights and everything, but some homeowners in my old neighborhood went bananas. I mean, absolutely. The flashing, and they had the stereo going, and the lights
were going.
But
you were born on Christmas Day, weren't you?
I was born on Christmas Day, yeah. Well, and yeah.
This whole thing is confusing for you.
It's very confusing.
You think those are birthday lights.
I think they're birthday lights for me, which it's not. And it sucks being Jewish because everything's shut down except the Chinese food place and the movie theater. Now the movie theaters are shut down, so I can't even go to a movie, Dave.
Can't even celebrate your birthday.
Do you store it at your place on a racking system, or is it in our garage, or where do you store everything?
No, we store everything at our place. We label it, you know, particularly for your property. That way it's just easiest for us when we come to reinstall the following year. We service everything, maintain it, and test it prior to coming out on site. And usually everything is covered in that cost if it's, minimal. You know, changes or, you know, things that need to be fixed.
And it's a lot of LED now, right? I had a labor last year that was all light blue and dark blue. Do you have all that stuff, the LED?
Correct. Everything we install is a commercial high-end, you know, LED product.
Why is now the best time to do it?
Because it's the holiday season.
Now's the best time to do it.
Obvious. Okay. Because it's the holiday season.
Captain Obvious
now
over
is
here.
The best time to do it. As obviously, you know, Christmas is quickly approaching. You know, you still got about 5 weeks prior, you know, before Christmas. We typically install pretty heavily until week before Christmas, and even more this year than ever. I mean, it's awesome normally to have some light, you know, in your home during the dark season. You know, obviously with it getting dark earlier now.
Creighton, could
but,
you give us an
obviously
idea?
With what's going on with COVID, it's even more to, you know, add some brightness to your life.
Yeah,
and
could
we've
you
had more of a, you know, more inquiries this year than ever before because of that, and people are willing to spend the money just to have a little bit more chair, you know, a little bit more something to look forward to, you know, when they come home every night.
Joe?
I was trying to ask Creighton.
I know. But
Creighton,
he was
could
on
you
a
give
roll
us an
there.
Idea on that, like a base price for that package?
Typically, everything's based on the home, but typically our average packages start right around $1,500 and kind of go up from there.
Gotcha.
And that usually covers, like, you know, usually between $1,500 and $2,000 first year usually covers your front roof line, like an average 3-car garage, you know, 2,000 to 2,500 square foot home. And then we can add on, you know, whatever upgrade items you want from there.
And he has a special offer for all Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners. You want to tease our listeners with that one, Clayton?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so we've been running a promotion that we ran through November 15th, where it was $500 off of first-year customers who did the purchase model. And we've had such a great feedback on that. I would love to extend that offer to all WGN listeners. We're going to run that offer through 12/1. So any first year purchases you make for first time customers, we'll apply $500 off of your base package and guaranteed installation within 1 week.
Phone number, buddy?
219-741-2250.
One more time, slow.
219-741-2250.
And your website is lumin8outdoor.com. I'll spell it L-U-M-I-N, the number 8, outdoor.com. And you service the entire listening area in Northwest Indiana and the Chicagoland area, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right.
Primarily Northwest Indiana, Southwest suburbs, and the Northwest suburbs.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy, and I hope you get a lot of business because, listen, we do need to brighten up our lives during these gloomy times, especially with everything being shut down and phase three and everything else. Your phone number one more time, my friend?
219-741-2250.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, brother. You have a happy holiday, and you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN 630 Dozer Dan. Remember Dozer Dan?
I do.
My buddy in the Dozer, my 630 Dozer Dan. My wife loves the chocolate chip bagels from Once Upon a Bagel and Once Upon a Grill. Those are anything from Once Upon a Bagel, Once Upon a Grill, Once Upon a Deli.
So far,
delicious. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That was a Mega Pros call and text line. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Bob from Arlington Heights and Kathy from Bartlett.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Those bread balls are from Once Upon a Grill, Once
bagel
Upon a Bagel.
Bagel balls.
Bagel balls. What did I say?
Bread balls.
Oh, no, bagel balls.
Which is a totally different animal.
Completely different animal.
Exactly.
Doesn't taste as... But they are. Are they not delicious?
Very.
Yes, very
oh
good.
Oh, God. So good. 312, I want
a little cream cheese would have been nice.
God, little,
or some kind of butter.
Yeah, a little chocolate milk. 312-9
oh, yeah, I could
skim chocolate milk. 312-981-7200. Kathy and Bartlett, you had called earlier. We kept you on hold. You hung up. And we called you back. So thank you for being so loyal and calling in. How can Joe help you?
Well, my question is this: we were looking to get some work done last summer, like a new driveway and maybe some edging work and some concrete work done, and we had called a local company, and they came out really quickly, and then we tried to get more quotes from them, and they kept blowing us off. So nothing got done. So my question is, should I call for quotes now for the next year, or should I wait until next year?
Kathy, I'm sorry. Is this a concrete company you were calling?
It was a local one out here in the Bartlett area.
No. But I'm saying the main project is concrete work, correct?
Well, we were trying to decide if we wanted to replace the driveway, and we wanted to get a quote to do either a new asphalt drive, which is what we have now, mm-hmm. and then we wanted to try to figure out what the additional cost was going to be to do concrete if we wanted to do, or cement if we
okay.
wanted to do that.
I got you, Kathy. All right, so Andreas Concrete?
Robert Andreas.
Robert Andreas is a sponsor of the show.
Well, actually, I have to tell you, I called them. They were the first people that I called, and they told me they did not come out to Bartlett.
Right.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem for me. All right, Kathy, I'll tell you what. If you call Mega Pros, we do have a pro that services your area,
okay.
A guy that handles further north.
Okay.
Actually,
well, it's northwest, right? Bartlett.
Yeah, northwest. Yeah,
we're about a half hour from, you know, O'Hare. About
sure.
Three.
Yeah, meaning that's right in our backyard. But my point is that you, with Mega, you would get actually two guys. I have an asphalt guy and a concrete guy that's up there. So we can arrange two different quotes for you. As far as getting it now versus in the spring, that's entirely your call. It won't make a difference on scheduling.
Are you ready to go right now if the weather stays like today and this past week? Because they could get it in if it stays this week.
I don't know that, David.
What do you mean?
I appreciate you don't talk to for me.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, so
weather-wise, it's still good.
You're backing up to some changes in the weather.
Yeah, no, right. but if the weather stayed, it is. Are you ready
asphalt
to go now?
Plants closed.
Oh, I know that, but if she's doing the concrete.
Oh, you mean this afternoon?
Yeah.
Kathy, if I can get a guy out there this afternoon, David wants me to install it. Kath, no, does that work for you?
No, I'm just saying. are you like ready to do something if they did have extra asphalt or extra concrete or no?
Oh, you're talking to me now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hope so,
now, the reason why we ended up not doing anything as well is because we were told if we're going to do asphalt, it's better to do it in the summer because you need the hot weather. And so we said, okay, fine. So we kind of figured we would just wait.
Not so much hot weather, Kath, but it's imperative that you it's not cold.
It's not cold. Okay. So.
And the asphalt plants closed down, right? Isn't that what you just said?
So, Kathy, all I'm saying is a Mega Pro can take care of you. I promise you.
Okay. And it won't make any difference in terms of scheduling or even pricing if we get a quote now as opposed to next year? Or
no, absolutely none.
Okay. So should I just, I already have your number written down, so I can just call back?
Sure. 8989, we'll help you out.
Pardon me?
It's that 8989 number.
Yeah, yes. I think I have it already. So
847-658-8989.
See, Kath, David loves pushing my button.
Sounds good. I'll be happy to call you back.
All right, thank you, Kathy. Hang on. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor organic cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Hey, Bob, throw your question out. I got 45 seconds before the break, and then we'll come back to you after the break. What type of question do you have about reverse mortgages?
How long does it take to process that loan?
About 45 to 60 days. If you're organized, about 45. But we're going into the holidays. You're going to lose Thanksgiving. You're going to lose Christmas. You're going to lose New Year's. So more 6 to 8 weeks. I would say more 8 weeks now.
So 2021?
Yeah. I started in March, and here I am now, not done yet.
With who?
One of your surrogates. I can talk to you off the air.
Okay. Well, it's not my company, but I'll talk to you off the air. 312-981.
One point, important thing you said, if you're organized. So reverse mortgages are complicated, right?
Well, they're not so much complicated. You just got to be organized and.
But I'm saying you're
clear certain hurdles. It's like me talking about asphalt. 312-981-7200.
Touche.
312-981-7200. You didn't think that was going to come back and bite you. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We'll be back at
the I usually messages. Say upside down.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Exciting Northwestern football coming up at 2:00 this afternoon. The 4-0 Northwestern Wildcats, go Cats! Karen and Palatine, how can we help you?
Yes, we are thinking of selling our home, and the real estate agents that we've talked to, probably three different ones, they've recommended painting all the wood white, doors white, and then putting in wood floors. Especially in our kitchen, and we're not really fond of wood floors. We kind of drop a lot of stuff and spill stuff. If we go ahead and, one, do porcelain tile, are we kind of shooting ourselves in the foot? You know, our buyer's going to come in and say, oh, God, I got to replace the tile. And does it make sense to paint all our oak wood trim doors, wood trim windows? Does it make sense to paint them white?
How long do you plan on living in the house before you sell it?
Maybe 2-3 more years.
Okay, Dave, you want to take a bite at this?
I would just say this. You know, there are this is Dave Schluter. I've done over 25,000 real estate closings. So there's fads. Everything at one time was dark. Then it was light. Then it was wood. Then it was vinyl. I would say those people saying that, I'm not sure you would recoup all that money. We have an agent on our show. You're in the Northwest suburbs?
Yes.
Yeah, I would have you call Donna Sattler from our show. She works 7 days a week. She's wonderful. She's with Remax at Home over on Algonquin Road. She's right in your back door. Let her make that call. I think she's going to agree that what you could do is give some ideas when you market it and say, we're offering a $10,000 concession for you to do whatever decorating you want. That's more attractive than you redoing your house, hoping you might get more money.
I like that. And how about the idea? We do have to redo the floor. So what do you think about going with porcelain instead of the wood that everybody's...
Joe, I'd go vinyl, right?
So, Karen, right now, we are every high-end kitchen we're doing, we're putting in that vinyl plank.
Yeah.
Right. So is that a smarter way to go and then instead of porcelain tile that looks like
the porcelain is kind of an outdated look.
It's also cold and it cracks. You can't walk in your socks and you drop a heavy pot and it cracks right down the middle and then you're stuck.
Here's what I would tell you.
Vinyl plank is what you'd advise instead of hardwood.
Karen, they have some beautiful products. And like I say, I'll bet you this year, every other job we did was vinyl plank.
Including my kitchen, which is like Disney World. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what I would recommend.
Yeah, but is that, again, another trend that's going to
be
2 years from now? No,
I don't see it that way. We were talking earlier, and that pergo floor was a travesty of a trend. And this one is holding up. It's replaceable. It's waterproof.
Yeah, I meant the wood and the painting of the cabinets when I referred to not doing it. But the vinyl, you'll be fine.
Here's what I would recommend.
Okay, you brought up a good point, though. They want us to paint all our wooden cabinets. What do you think of that idea?
Here's what I'm going to recommend. You have a pen and a piece of paper?
Sure do.
You call Donna Sattler, who handles that area for the show. Okay, she works at a Rolling Meadows right down the street off of 62 and 53, just east of 53 off of 62. Okay? 847, here's her cell phone number, 651-3300, 847-651-3300. You have her come to your house, and whatever Donna tells you, that's what you do. I would tell you this, I think you guys would agree. If you're going to sell your home in 2 or 3 years, why paint it now?
Right.
I mean, why?
Well, the cabinets look pretty bad. I would like to do something with them.
Okay.
So is painted cabinetry make sense?
Well, Joe, you know who we have?
You do that miracle method?
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard us talk about it, Karen, but the guy has a process that bonds it, and it makes it so there's less grain showing, which is a problem in painting old cabinets.
Which is basically using your
miracle method?
Yeah, it's the same type of, they use your same cabinet, which saves you a ton of money, okay?
He's out of Villa Park,
the cabinets
right?
are in good shape inside. It's just the outside.
Sure. I understand.
Yeah, he'll take care of that. You can even change the hardware. So, but take a look. Take your time. You don't have to be in a hurry. The reason for calling Donna Sattler, I guess, is just to tell you what's appropriate.
The market. Yeah. It's
what's appropriate in your neighborhood.
Right. And what to invest in, what not to invest. You have a phone number?
I have hers. Yeah, okay. What's the miracle method, though? Is that something to look up?
Yes. No. I've got it right here for you. Ready? You're going to call David Haas, Haas. HAAS at 630-832-2250, 630-832-2250. He's located in Villa Park. He has a process that will turn your cabinets brand spanking new looking, and you won't have to replace the cabinets, right, Joe?
True.
I mean, it's a pretty amazing process, and if you want to see it, it's not that far away from Palatine. You just hop on 290 and snake it over there to Villa Park, and you could check out his showroom if you want to get in there and check it out yourself. Okay, Karen?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
No, thank you. We're gonna send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. Michael, I've got a texter here, 630. I have a 12-year-old Honeywell alarm system. Don't answer it yet. Let's tease our listeners and bring it back after the break. 630 wants to know if their 12-year-old Honeywell alarm system, if they could leave it in place and just connect the wireless monitoring through your fine company, which we will get to after these messages. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. You see that, Joe? That was a professional
tease. It actually was not. It's not that exciting. Bet you three people just said, I don't even know.
Okay, well, I disagree. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going into the home stretch here. Last 15 minutes of the show. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Now it's much too late for me
to take a second look. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You buy 3 Red Bulls and you'll save 10 cents a gallon. You could probably push the car after drinking 3 Red Bulls.
I couldn't do it.
You'd be coming back to go to the bathroom.
I had 1 Red Bull once. I was shaking.
Yeah, me too.
I can't have it. No way.
It doesn't even taste right.
I don't even know.
It's an upper. It's terrible.
All right, let's get over to you, Michael. Everybody's waiting on the edge of their seats
breathlessly.
Here. I have a text message from 630. And thank you to all of our texters out there for texting in. I have a 12-year-old Honeywell alarm system, which is the type of equipment that you sell and you install. Can you leave it in place and just connect to the wireless monitoring system that you were offering?
Absolutely. Not a problem. We just add the cellular radio wires right into the alarm system. It's all standard wiring. Take about a half hour. It just slaps up on the wall.
And that's part of the $500 free equipment that you're offering?
Absolutely. The whole thing is free.
Okay. 312-981-7200. David Schluter, we were talking about a topic that I completely have gone blank with. What the heck were
you? No, it was the idea that people, because there's multiple offers now, sellers will not be as flexible as they have been over the last 35 years that I've practiced, where if you had an extension request because your lender's not ready to close, you know, 99 out of 100, they'd say, yeah, that's okay. It's only a week or two. But now, if you're having an extension request go out, it's a reason for the seller to terminate the deal, give you your earnest money back, and take their backup offer. We've seen it in our office. We advise people that it was a risk, and it actually has happened. So how does that happen? How do you lose your house? Well, you need to give your mortgage lender everything they ask for. You can't say, well, this is the time we normally meditate, or we usually travel during the month of October, whatever. You have to drop everything. And even if they ask you for it once, if another person in the same company asks for it again, rather than complain and have a meeting about it, use the same PDF file that you sent it to the first person and send it to the second person. It's not the end of the world. You're not that important. Your time is not that important. You have to, if you want the house, you have to get everything they ask for quickly and accurately. And that way you won't be asking for an extension, and that way you won't get knocked out of a deal. There's no legal recourse. If the seller does that to you, you can't sue them. They give you your money back, and they take their better offer. And that's the climate we're in. The inventory's low, and there's a lot of qualified buyers because of the low rates. So there's more buyers than sellers right now. So please take that advice to heart. I don't want to see, no matter who your attorney is, lose your deal after you've already paid for an appraisal, a home inspector, you showed your mom the house, you're already measuring draperies, and then you lose the house.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. 773, good advice to the lady planning to sell her home. As a realtor with 21 years of experience, I would recommend the same to her. So that's good. I resurface my kitchen cabinets. They look great. Don't replace them. Reface them. Less expensive. Another great show, David. Best regards, Susan, with a last name that starts with an R with a lot of vowels, and I'm not touching it. So if Miracle Method, thank you, Susan, for texting in. And then right under her, there's a 630. What is the address of David Haas and Miracle Method? I have it right here. It's located in Villa Park, 629 North Addison Road in Villa Park. 629 North Addison Road in Villa Park. His phone number is, that's his cell phone. I'll find the phone number and give it to everybody, all of our listeners, prior to the end of the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. Yes, Joe?
That showroom is a great place that they can see the finish on those cabinets.
Yes.
So he took three different kinds of wood, he put it on there, and I guess what I'm trying to explain is the fact that we paint the cabinets all the time, and the problem is you have to keep resanding them and finishing them until you get rid of the grain. He can do it one step and nails it. So
here's the phone number, 630-832-2250, 630-832-2250. You might not be in studio, but you're still an expert on the show, and we're still going to help out all of our listeners with any questions that you have regarding anything that has to do with your home. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, Joe, let's talk about home improvement projects going into the winter. What are the main calls coming in to MegaPros in the past couple, 3 weeks?
Same thing, Dave. A lot of bathrooms, a lot of kitchens. We're still planning kitchens that aren't going to start until 2021.
Really?
Yeah. But there's so much involved in the selection process, the whole thing. It makes sense.
I'll tell you what. I ordered a freezer for one of my a guy that I sponsor his cooking show on the internet. It took 12 weeks to get a freezer. So appliance manufacturers, you talk about a couch or a chair or furniture.
So
the appliance guys are
so
out.
So ABT.
Yeah.
Remember when he was on the show? They were within 1 day. I don't know what time it was in COVID. Within 1 day, 10,000 freezers were ordered at app. They said it was a record. It blew out the system. And that was what was happening, is people were thinking, hey, I better freeze my stuff.
Well, you should freeze your stuff, but you should also be able to keep your family healthy. And a lot of our listeners are cooking for themselves as well. You know, cooking from scratch and buying in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
And
cooking in bulk. That's what Joe's talking about.
I know. Right. And they need a place to put it because the refrigerators are overflowing. You know, the point I'm trying to make is that if you're planning something, the nice thing about Tommy is he's got the materials and the equipment and the cabinets and the countertops right there ready to go. You could pull and install that day.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a nice feature. But kind of just like the customer, the guy just asked you about processing a loan.
Right.
It might take a little bit longer now because of your supply chain,
a lot of the
right?
plants, you know, they're not running all their three shifts. And they've got their own COVID issues where they shut down. I have a manufacturer I represent. 10 days he went down because a guy walked into the office to say, hey, everybody, pray for my daughter. She has COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives with him. So that was a union shutdown, 10 days. He does materials, supplies for automotive. He lost a ton. So, this is what goes on.
Well, it's like, you know, to Joe's point, this is a holiday season, in case you forgot. Okay, everybody on our side in the mortgage industry, I'm just going to give you a little snapshot of the past 9 months. Started out really good, strong start to the year as rates dipped, and then they shot up in February. You know, everybody's belly got full, they shot up. Then COVID hit, okay? And then our industry went through a complete freak out for about 7 to 10 days because nobody knew what was going on, especially with all these forbearances. Okay, the banks didn't know if they were going to be able to maintain their liquidity positions and all that stuff. So we went from thinking, A, we're all going to die and be out of business, okay, for 2 weeks, to record low rates that we've been at since April all the way through yesterday, Friday. And they've stayed low. So essentially what's happened is everybody in the mortgage business hasn't taken a day off since COVID broke and we all started working from home. So now you're coming to the end of the year. You've got your PTO. Everybody's entitled to their paid time off. Everybody's taking it now at record volumes. Then throw in Veterans Day. Throw in Thanksgiving. Throw in the day after.
That's
right.
2 days, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm an employer, I'm telling you, I know.
Throw in the day after, then you get into holiday season. You've got the Christmas, the
Christmas
closet.
Christmas to New Year's week is worthless.
Right, because everybody shuts down. So when you get into, why is my loan taking so long? Well, let's see. We're at record capacity. I'm not making any excuses. We're having the same challenges.
It's a supply chain. Everybody's struggling.
And I tell everybody up front, you've got 24 to 48 hours to get us back in order to keep this ball rolling. Okay, it's going to take between 6 and 8 weeks to get it done. If we get it done sooner, hey, you caught a break. But I'm setting realistic expectations. You're looking at if you start a loan right now, right? You're looking in January to close. On a refinance. On a purchase, we're still doing purchases through the end of the year. We had a couple come in. I got to close Christmas week. No problem. We'll get it done. Refinances, no shot. You're into 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know going into it, that is realistic expectation. Say goodbye, David Schluter.
Yes, thank you again, David. And always here to help both families and individuals. 630-285-5300.
Mr. Kaplan, if our listeners want a free $500 worth of value alarm system with Honeywell equipment with a company and an individual that's been doing alarms for 50 years, how do they reach you, my friend?
847-208-6856. And thank you very much for having me.
How was it? How was it for you, Mike?
It was wonderful. I had a great time.
How was it the first time?
The first time, as always, was the best.
Okay.
That's three foreign or something.
All right, and I had really good balls.
That's right. Okay, we're going to leave before we get kicked off. MicroPros Joe, MicroPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
He took your bait. You see, I would have walked over that.
I know, but he's a new guy.
He's new, and he just walked right into that.
That's how it works the first time.
Thanks for coming. I'm David Hochberg. If you want to reach me during the week, it's 751-1333. You could go to 855-56-DAVID or go to 56David.com.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody. We will be back next Saturday. We don't know when. until Monday after the Northwestern football game determines what time we will be on next Saturday. But thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Have a great holiday and go Wild, go Cats.
Everyone, but you stay so cool.